Support comes from the Janis Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Alabama's sales tax holiday for school-related purchases takes effect next weekend. Monty Donaldson of the Better Business Bureau joins us by Skype from Mobile with a preview along with some precautions. Monty Donaldson, so great to have you back here on The Exchange by Skype from Mobile for the Better Business Bureau.
Carolyn, always great to be with you and all your listeners all over the South.
Well, the Better Business Bureau has lots of members, and you're always looking out for people's pocketbooks. Speaking of which, back to school is right around the corner. What can you tell us?
Carolyn, we have been seeing the social media ads, the television ads, getting texts and such of different Black Friday specials from some of our big retailers, and it's just going to get heightened as we get closer to school. So we want to warn the folks today about some things they need to be looking for when it comes to scams and doing some smart shopping.
So we have a tax-free holiday coming up for Alabama. I believe it's next weekend.
That's right. So the Alabama tax-free weekend is July 21st through the 23rd. Our neighbors over in Florida is July 24th to August the 6th. And unfortunately for our Georgia friends, they don't have one this year. So we encourage them to come to Alabama and Florida.
There you go. Get those tax-free goods for school. So what does this mean when they say a tax-free holiday on school purchasing?
What it means is that you will not get charged a state tax. And in some cities, you might get the local tax taken off of it. At your local retailers in those states, your receipt will be a little less on only the approved items. So you need to make sure that you go to your state's website and look to see what the approved items are. It's like school clothing. It might be backpacks. And I understand in Florida, the list is a little bit longer. At Alabama, it's basically computers, school supplies, uniforms, things like that.
Now, you mentioned scams. You mean there are scams connected with this?
Absolutely. We want to warn folks when it comes to online shopping and scams, and a little on the local retail side as well. So email phishing attempts appear to come very popular with retailers this time of year. A lot of unsolicited emails, texts, phone calls. You might get a text saying your Amazon order is here, something's happened to your United States Post Office package that was coming, and many times people don't even have a package coming from Amazon or the Post Office. You want to go to the website of the place that you think you may have ordered some and check there, and check the prices there too. Don't believe everything you see in a social media ad. You want to look for the letters HTTPS. The extra S is for secure. So if you don't see an S after that, then go another direction. And just be really careful, too, about purchasing sought-after products. The newest computer, the newest iPhone, something that looks too good to be true, because you know we always know what it is. If it looks too good to be true, it is. And, of course, to completely ensure that you won't be scammed, shop locally. The BBB is all about supporting our small businesses throughout Alabama.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and previewing the school sale tax holiday coming up next weekend here in Alabama. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Joining us by Skype was Monty Donaldson, Vice President of the Educational Foundation of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central and South Alabama. More information can be found at the website bbb.org. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.